Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, man, there's a new funny guy that I just discovered recently, and he's got his first one-hour stand-up special coming up. Comedian Paul Elia is with us here in the National Defense. Paul, how are you?
Randy Miller, I'm doing fantastic, man. How you doing?
I am doing great. Congratulations on your first special. It's called Detroit Player. It's on YouTube, and that's got to be pretty exciting.
Oh, my goodness. It's been since 2011 I started stand-up comedy, so I always wanted to make something really special and unique and me, so I'm just so excited that it's finally out.
Well, and it's also unique because this is the first Iraqi-American stand-up special, right?
Yeah. I'm Iraqi-Assyrian. Both my parents are from Iraq, and, you know, I'm just so grateful to be telling my POV about this and just telling an authentic story. It's so amazing.
And you grew up in Detroit. How's Detroit doing right now?
Detroit is doing great, honestly. It's like we've been through a lot. The city has been kicked and made fun of, and I really feel like we're hitting our stride. I mean, it's like I feel like the Lions are the best gauge to see how the city is doing.
Okay, now I got to tell you, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. So I was rooting for the Lions because I love your coach there, man. He's just fantastic.
Oh, Dan Campbell is a gift. I mean, this guy he just really understands the tone of the city, and I really feel like it's sort of like how the Bad Boys, like in the 90s. Like how Bill Laimbeer, Isaiah Thomas, Dennis Rodman, like that group of people just really came together. At Detroit Lions, it feels very similar.
Yeah, man, that guy is just, and I saw you talking about him, about how you can just inspire that team with really these inspirational speeches that aren't that complex, right?
Oh, yeah. Like he was giving a speech and he was like, listen, man, this is a game. And we're playing it. And then everybody's just like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't think he said anything. But it makes me want to play.
Right. Oh, that's good. We're talking to Paul Elia here on the National Defense. His first one-hour stand-up special, Detroit Player, is on YouTube. And, not only do you have the Lions there, but, I mean, it seems like the whole industry, like with Ford and the auto industry, seems like everything's kind of coming together in Detroit now.
Oh, yeah, big time. I mean, Ford has completely changed. I mean, even Ford, for years, people were just talking about how Ford vehicles are just breaking down on the road, and you know the transmission keeps slipping, and people are like had such an allergic reaction to Ford. And then the new Bronco came out, and people are just like, "Man, Ford is back!" You know, and it's like the whole city feels it. Like you really feel it. Like when you're walking downtown, it just felt like The Walking Dead. You know, you just see it's just really sad. But like now, the city is just really cleaned up and people are excited again and just proud. And also throughout this whole process, even when the city was at its lowest, people are still repping Detroit Lions gear. People are still repping our team, even when we weren't playing well. So it's that type of love for the city I've always had. And even when I moved to LA, I would just wear Detroit on my sleeve and on my heart. I'd wear my Iraqi Assyrian background on my heart. And I'm just, you know, walking around just trying to be as authentic with me as I can.
I watched a clip of you looking for, or kind of calling out, how many immigrants do we have in the audience? And I think some lady was from Springfield. It's funny what people consider themselves immigrants, right?
Oh, yeah. Like after shows, like a woman came up to me. She goes, I felt so, I related to your comedy so much. You know, I come from parents of immigrants. They came here in 1902. And I was like, 1902? Okay.
Oh, man, that's good. Well, and I heard you say, too, that there are, if I got this right, more Muslims living in Detroit than any other city in the United States?
Yeah, that's true. Detroit has actually, even more broad, it has the highest population of Arab Americans in the entire country.
Wow. Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, you go to some places. Dearborn, Michigan is like the infamous city. And it's so interesting because you see Arabs of all different walks of life. You see Arab Christians, Arab Muslims from Lebanon, from Yemen, and also even the Jewish population, Christian population, like all the Abrahamic faiths. Like, it's such a mixed bag. And the interesting thing about Detroit is we all love each other. We all do business with each other. Like, there is no, I wouldn't say absolutely no, but it's just, we all live together and coexist and love each other. So it's like so beautiful.
I love that. I love that. We're talking to Paul Aaliyah here on National Defense, the first one-hour stand-up special Detroit player on YouTube. So, Paul, just so you know, our audience is mainly active-duty military veterans and their families. And I love what you say about everybody coming together, because that's exactly like it is in the military. You know, there's no the person beside you in the foxhole, you don't care what he or she is, right? I mean, everybody's just coming together for the common good. And that's kind of, man, I would love for that to be that way everywhere.
Yeah, I feel like the key to this is just finding the commonality, and I talk about this a lot in my special. Like, I'm very open about my relationship with God and how I believe in God. And, I think that was something that, especially in Detroit, everybody connects to. Like, no matter what your religion is, people say God bless, and we're talking about the same person that we all go to for inspiration. And so, I think that's really the key, is just finding those things. And that's what I'm trying to do with my stand-up. I'm like, how can I get everybody together? And the interesting thing is, like, I was even doing a show in New Jersey, and it was just all different types of people. Like, I thought my audience was going to be just mostly Middle Eastern people, but it is just all different types. So it's like really cool to see. And that's really what I want to do, is just bring people together as much as I can.
I sold a car one time on Craigslist, and I was living in Kansas City at the time. And these people, some middle American people, contacted me from Charlotte, North Carolina. And they said, "Hey, we want to buy your car. Would you accept cash?" And I said, "Sure, cash is good." And so they flew out to Kansas City. They came to my house, and I didn't realize how much cash they had. They had a lot of cash. And so during the transaction, they said, "Hey, can you tell us which way is east, and can we use your parking lot?" And I said, "Yeah, sure. I think that's east over there." And so they get out their prayer mats, and they got down, and they're praying, on our driveway. And what I realized later, that wasn't east. They were actually praying to Arrowhead Stadium, but it was very close. It was really, really close. And that's hilarious. They could not have been nicer guys, greater guys. And so, I mean, there is so much commonality, and that's so cool that you're open about your faith too, because not a lot of stand-ups, especially, these days are openly talking about that. So that's very refreshing.
Oh yeah. I mean, and we all pray, everybody prays. Like, people have different systems and styles of doing so. And, we all, and I think that's what makes people have an allergic reaction to other people. Like, when they do something that's different from them, it's like, people are just like, "Oh, this is different. This is not me." Right. And I just always, as a kid, especially growing up in Detroit, I'm around so many different religions and faiths. I was just like, "Oh no, it's really similar." So, and it was honestly really difficult to find a way to talk about this in a dialect that people would really like take in and understand. So, I've been working really hard to just find a way to do that. And in this special, I really am proud of how it all came together. And and it's Paul Aaliyah, Elia. If y'all get a chance, definitely check out your boy.
Yeah, it's the one-hour stand-up special Detroit player. And so your buddy Matt Rife is a part of this as a producer, and you guys have had collaborations for a long time, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I first moved to L.A., he was one of my first friends. And, he was young. He was 16 years old and performing at the Laugh Factory. He wasn't allowed to stay there after his set because you have to be over 18 to be at the club. And I just saw him, and I was like, "This guy's a star." And we just... we really bonded a lot, and I'm so blessed to, have him be a part of this, and it's so cool to see his rise.
Yeah, he needs to work out more, don't you think?
He's not working out enough, and I tell him that. I'm like, "Matt, you have women throwing themselves at you. You're going to be attacked, and you're going to lose the fight, Like, you're in, I can't defend myself from a woman shape.
Hey, Paul, what do you think about L.A.? I got a daughter that lives out in L.A. What are your thoughts about that?
I would say it's up and down. I mean, you know, it's like on one hand, I'm like, wow, the beach is so beautiful. And then on the other hand, I'm like, wow, there's nothing but homeless people living in the in this area. And then I would look at, you know, a lot of these apartments that are so beautiful. I'm like, wow, look at these amazing apartments. And I'm like, oh, it's $5,000 a month to live in this studio. And it's just like, you know what I mean? So I feel like it definitely has its ups and downs. And, you know, I'm very open about this. I love Los Angeles. Los Angeles is great. My issue is like Hollywood and Hollywood culture I don't vibe with. But I feel like wherever you are, you can find good people. And like, you know, people like Matt, I met Matt in LA, and even buddies like Ian Edwards, Eric Griffin, like really, really dope comics that I really, really love and admire. You know, they are here. So it's a mixed bag, but you could be able to find and attract people that are really good here too.
Yeah. So who do you like in comedy right now? Who's some of your favorite stand-ups?
Oh man. I mean, aside from like the big guys, like, you know, Chappelle, Jim Gaffigan, I mean,
sure.
I love, Fahim Anwar. Fahim Anwar is so funny. He's one of my favorites for sure. Jesus Trejo, who also just dropped his special. He's great. Ian Edwards is a collaborator of mine. He's fantastic. I would say like those three guys are great. Oh, Candace Thompson. Mm. Candace Thompson is so funny. Oh, I don't know. If you haven't heard of Candace Thompson, you will soon. She is phenomenal. I love her so much.
You know, it just seems like there's a comedy explosion happening right now. We've had so many, you know, kind of fresh stand-ups on the program. And I just went to see Nate Bargatze here in Kansas City a few nights ago. And he's phenomenal. And that's a guy that it just shows you how, you know, people are hungry for comedy right now. He had two sold-out shows in a 15,000-seat arena here.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible.
Wow. Honestly, I really feel like this boom that we're experiencing right now, the internet is popping with comedy content.
Yep.
We are on our phones and on our devices so much now. Like, I feel like I read some article and it said that I think it was ages between 18 and 36 is on their phone 20% more this year than they were in the last 5 years. And it's like that stat is only rising. And while people are watching, their comedy is just constantly in people's algorithms.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Constantly in people's algorithms.
Totally agree. You know when my wife is on her phone the most? Is when I'm talking to her.
Oh, man.
It's like 100%.
I've been like, I'll watch a TV show with my now fiance, and we're like watching TV, and she's like, oh, we got to watch this dating show. So I'm not really, you know, so excited about like some of this, like, you know, disposable content. So I'm like watching these dating shows and I'm like, you know, I'm like, Dave, look at this. And then I look and she's Instagramming herself watching the show.
And of course you got to watch that back.
Yeah, you got to watch it back. Right, and then you got to add the right music. Right. And then you got to edit it. I'm like, babe, you just made a movie.
Paul, you're great, man. It's so great to talk to you. Paul Alia, E-L-I-A, and his first one-hour stand-up special, Detroit Player, on YouTube. Hey, continued great success, man.
Randy, blessings your way, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.